We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the Made to Be Seen Very Sexy push up bra in on trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
St. Bonaventure Mission works to provide Navajo families with many of the things people never think about. Whether it's fresh water, clothing, or many other necessities, St. Bonaventure Mission provides support to the Eastern Navajo Reservation. The mission is often the last and best hope in their struggle to survive among poverty and hardships. So please go to this website and make your donation to St. Bonaventure. It's stbonaventuremission.org. Your donation will go a long way in providing much needed everyday items people may take for granted. St. Bonaventure. AdventureMission.org. Wendy's has another sweet reason to get out of bed, the new Cinnamon Pull-Apart. It's at Wendy's, satisfying all your sweet morning cravings with all the bakery-inspired flavors you love from Cinnabon, like sweet, warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough, the perfect ooey-gooey texture, and a little dollop of that signature cream cheese frosting. It's all served in a way that's easy to eat and easy to love. Get the best part in every single bite with Cinnabon Pull Apart. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. The new Cinnabon Pull Apart. Only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
Scary, do we have the music?
We do.
Okay. Wait, that's the music?
Uh-huh.
I thought there was like a, is it you? Is it them?
That's actually when we play. That's the sounders for each person's opinion.
Huh.
But you have to introduce the game and set it up, Gandhi.
So the game is called Is It You? Is It Them? And we had a little bit of a fight brewing off the air during the commercial break between our lovely Scotty B. Hi, Scotty.
Hi.
And Scary. Hello, Hi. Scary.
Hello.
I don't argue.
Okay. So you say. We'll give you that. Yesterday, Scotty brought his children to work.
Yes.
And he did that because?
Well, because we wanted to spend a day in the city and do some shopping and whatnot. So let me preface this by saying that I appreciate Scary's input and enthusiasm in trying to help me. However, I asked him for a restaurant that would be near where we wanted to be shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And something that would be appropriate for, you know, teenage girls that they would like.
Right.
And so he gave me, so he's like, oh, dude, you got to go to this place. And it's this French restaurant that had like 7 things on the menu.
Oh,
they were like, what is this? I don't even know what this is, because it was all in French. And, you know, it was really not the most appropriate place. A, for me, because you know me, I like Waffle House.
Right.
And B, the girls were like, what do we get? You know, so they just wound up getting some runny eggs and some fruit.
Why would you go to Scary for advice on where to take your children?
Well, you know, because he's good with the restaurants.
But the foo-foo restaurant.
You're right. You're right. And now I know that I've made a mistake.
So, okay. Scary, what is your defense?
My defense is, listen, I know quality food. I know what's Instagrammable. Because sometimes you go to a place for the vibes and the atmosphere and the energy because it's on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I know that Scotty's teen daughter loves Instagrammable things. She wants to post to her story. She wants fun dishes that she could like brag to her friends.
Runny eggs was not a fun dish.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
So I said, dude, you got to go to either Pastis or
that
you got to
sounds
go-
bougie.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a great restaurant and it gets high marks and people love it.
I'm glad I made a reservation. It was empty.
Go to La Mercerie because it's just so sexy.
Come on, man.
Or the Art Restoration Hardware has a cafe. It's called the RH Rooftop. Instagrammable as the day is long. There's greenery. It's sexy. There's flowers everywhere. The kids could go to that photo wall.
You're trying to take kids to a sexy place.
No, the kids want that, you know, the electric sign that lights up, the neon sign to stand underneath.
This place had none of that.
Pastis did not. But okay. Or the Clinton Street Baking Company, which is just an outright awesome breakfast
okay.
spot.
So to summarize, Scotty needed a place to take his kids that they would love and have a really good time. Skeery recommended the most bougie places in New York City.
Can I add?
With yeah. great tasting food, with great colorful picture opportunities.
I had yogurt and strawberries. That's really all I could get there. Also, I asked him for
Why
a place.
Did you leave?
I asked him for a place in Soho. I wound up having to take an Uber for $28 to Soho because this place was nowhere near where we needed to be.
I'm sorry. Serious. Listen, I love Waffle House just as much as the next person if I'm on the road or
that's
whatever.
That's way more Instagrammable.
But that's common. Your kids, you're taking your kids for a day in the city. They need to see something different and Instagram. And they're not going to Instagram Waffle House on their story. I was trying to think in the mind of his daughter and it failed.
Okay.
Well, 45 minutes later, my younger daughter was hungry and needed to eat again because she ate nothing at this place.
Aww.
Yeah. And so, but the one cool thing was it was next to that big crazy Starbucks, and so she got pizza at Starbucks, which was interesting.
Well, it's the Starbucks Reserve.
Oh yeah, my God.
It's okay,
giant.
So, all right. So who is you and who is them?
I think it's Scotty should be you and Skeery should be them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, all is right. it you or is it them? Let's find out.
It's
now
them.
Now, do you play this?
You go to the different people around the room. Not part
all right.
Of it.
So Scotty is you. Skeery is them.
Okay.
Nate. Is it you? Is it them?
Sorry, buddy. It's you.
It's you.
You should have Googled a restaurant. You should have done your homework after the recommendation came in because we all know his recommendations are bourgeoisie.
Right.
And it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I agree
Sorry,
with you.
Sorry, buddy. Sorry, right. buddy.
Okay. It's fine. I'll take it.
All right. Danielle.
I hate to say it, Scotty. I love you, but it is you.
It's you.
Same reason. I mean, you don't go to a guy who doesn't even have children to find out where you should take your children to eat when all he cares about is, you know, bougie this and red velvet rope and can I get on the Instagram, whatever. I mean, that's all he cares about.
Look, I was just nervous we weren't going to be able to get into a place, and this place that he recommended had a reservation, so that's why I did it.
Okay. All right. So that's 2 for Scotty. Diamond.
Ooh.
Have you been paying attention to this?
Yes.
Who do you think? Is it you? Is it them?
Oh,
Scotty or Skeery?
It's definitely you, Scotty.
It's you.
And the reason above anything else is just go to McDonald's or Dunkin' Donuts or something like that. Like, it's just breakfast. Come on.
Yeah, it is.
You're spending a day in the city anyway.
Right.
You know, they're going to find Instagrammable moments all day walking around, you know, whatever. What are you thinking? And then Skeery of all people that you're going to ask?
It's them.
Wait a second.
It's you. It's you.
Wait a second. Is it? You can't say that it's me.
No,
don't
no,
put
no,
us
no,
on
no,
me.
No, no, no.
She said it's you. She said it's Scotty.
It's Scotty for even thinking about coming to you
so
for a suggestion.
Here's the thing, though. We did say that it's Scotty, but at the end of the day, you know, it really points back to Skeery because he knows nothing about where to send children to eat.
And well, because I took your advice, could you Venmo me just a little bit? Because that place was expensive.
How much was the total?
It was over $100.
Oh, my God.
For strawberries?
Yeah. Hey, welcome to New York City, baby. Even the Starbucks costs crazy money. What?
We still have a dollar slice here. Not everything is like that bad. Can I weigh in on this?
What's your final verdict?
Okay, final verdict. I have to agree. Scotty, I'm sorry.
It's you.
I think the biggest tell was when Skeery said, I was trying to put myself in the mindset of a 15-year-old girl. Absolutely no way that would ever happen.
No.
Yeah.
Like he's Skeery. He's an alien.
I texted him while we were there and I said, dude, are you kidding? You need to think like a tween. And he was like, oh, dude, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I think that's your problem. Why would you ask Skeery to think like a tween?
Right. Well, he hangs out with them, so I figured he thinks like them.
So I have to dumb it down and just do pancakes and waffles.
Yes, flippers. Yes. Flippers would have been great.
Oh my gosh, flippers is the best.
Yeah. Skeery hasn't been a tween since the Reagan administration. Are you kidding me?
By the way, what is flippers?
Oh my gosh, it's these pancakes, but they're like fluffy and light and like, oh my gosh, it's the coolest place to eat. My son loves it. You said you couldn't get into flippers, right?
They don't take reservations. Yeah. I should have asked you.
I went to flippers last time, walked right in, and had no problem getting in for breakfast with Spencer.
I'm trying to cultivate the experience for the child in the city,
It
backfires on me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. My daughter said, we're never listening to Skeery again.
Well, everybody learned a lesson. Yeah. Maybe someone will take pity on you and Venmo you. I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
Sorry, Scotty.
Hey, what are you going to do?
Go to flippers today.
I will.
Okay. Yes. You can write this train. Okay. That's great.